Crystal.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Laurel.
And today we decided we were going to do a little pros and cons, battle of something along those lines.
Yeah, of the resort tiers.
It's been a little bit since we've had some competition here.
Yeah.
And so
are we battling this out? I didn't know
I
we were going to do that.
Okay, I mean, like... the pros and cons list, we go through, and for those of you who are new to this, we have covered almost all of the resorts except for the value ones at this point. And if you want to have more in-depth, like, walkthroughs of what the positives and the negatives are for each individual resort, you can definitely go there, listen to them, check them out. But here, it's like, okay, well, what's the pros of staying at a Disney property?
Yeah, because that's kind of the first... decision you make when you decide I'm gonna go to Disney World.
Yeah,
is where are you gonna stay? If you're gonna stay on property, then these are your choices. What's your budget? What's important to you? And
frankly,
to that end,
is it worth it in the long run for you to stay on property? Are the pros, do they outweigh the cons? Which there aren't, and another reason we wanted to do this is because there's been a lot of changes since the time of COVID that have affected the pros and cons of all of these resorts.
Yes.
So we thought we'd just go over them and let you guys make your own decisions.
Yeah, and maybe at the end we can suggest, if we were going for the first time, where would we stay?
Yeah. Ooh, that's it. That's going to be interesting.
And what tier would we choose?
Yeah. Okay. I like it. I like it.
So to start us off, there's different tiers.
There's
five when you're looking.
Tiers.
Yeah. So there's.
However, one of them has one thing in it.
Yes, that's true. The first one, the cheapest option, is the campgrounds.
Yes.
Then that's followed by the value resorts, moderate resorts, deluxe resorts, and deluxe villas.
Mm.
And most of the times, I will say the deluxe villa is unattainable unless you have DVC points that you're. You know,
or
you
if you
have,
rent
or you're
DVC
renting or anything like that. So for the most part, you're just going to hear the first few categories, but we'll still cover them all.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, we're going to start with the campgrounds. And by campgrounds, I mean campground, because there's one campground.
Yes.
But it's a big one.
It is large.
It is. We are talking about the campsites at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort. And it's a campground. It's a nice campground.
It is a nice campground if you go for that sort of thing.
Now, I think that on average, they're somewhere between $50 to $75 a night.
It's more than that now.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
is that what
so
you
I'm
saw?
Thinking pre-COVID pricing for a tent?
Hold on. Keep talking.
Because that's what I was operating under before. You know how where you can stay at... any of the other campgrounds around the United States for somewhere about $25-$35 a night. I knew this one was pretty close to double that, so I wasn't sure. Now you do get electricity and
get water hookup
and a water
and
hookup, and it is a campground, which means that there are going to be public restrooms with shower houses
communal
that you have to share.
Showers.
So it's not your own individual bathroom,
no.
And you have to provide your own tent. Disney does not provide the tent for you.
No, or you can drive in your RV. So it's so it's gone up in price.
It's gone up. So it looks like our base level for a tent site is $74 at the base, which is wild. And then quickly you get up into like $115 to
Yeah.
Like the premium campsite where you get like a full hookup for everything and it's
for
closer
RV.
To that's like $124 a night.
Yeah.
Which is a room.
Yes. Essentially like
other
So resort. I mean, good things about it, it has a lot of really cool recreation activities. You can do archery, you can go canoeing, you can go horseback riding.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different things. Of course all of those are gonna be an extra charge.
Yes.
But you do have those amenities
right
near
there.
You
are on Disney property as well, which means that you get the Disney transportation if you don't wanna have to worry about driving anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And you get to have a boat.
Boat.
The boat will take you directly to Magic Kingdom, which is pretty wild.
But only from one stop.
And it is a large area.
And I ran the numbers crossing from the entry of the park to the Pioneer Lodge area where the stuff is, like the restaurants and the dock and everything. Mm-hmm. You're talking like a 25 to 30 minute walk to get from one end. It's like a mile or a mile
which
and a half.
Which is why you can also rent a golf cart.
Yes.
They are very popular.
Now, I am going to throw a perk in here, I think that the best time to go is during the Halloween and Christmas season when the people who rent go completely nuts with decorating.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be spending those prices, especially during COVID times, you were only allowed to participate or view things if you were actually staying on the grounds. Mm. So you couldn't come to see the decorations, but they have contests. And people go crazy.
I know somebody... and I know that we have a cons list here, too. Mm-hmm. Before we get into that, I do know some old family friends of my dad's. He grew up with them. His friend likes to go. They have their, hybrid camper. Mm-hmm. They take it there, and he'll stay there for, half of the summer and just stay in the camper and hang out at Fort Wilderness and barely go into the parks. And that's not uncommon. People mm-hmm. do that. Mm-hmm. Because it's so well liked.
Yeah. It's also pet friendly.
Yes.
Which is nice.
Yes.
Not a lot of hotels are on Disney property. So that's also a big perk if you have a service animal or if you just have an animal that you don't want to leave at home.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a perk as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Less good, we mentioned communal showering. I'm just thinking in the summer
mm-hmm.
when it's hot and you're staying in a tent mm-hmm. with no air conditioning and then you got to go to communal shower. All I can think about.
And when you say communal shower, you mean camping.
They have individual big bathroom that have stalls with shower curtains on them.
Yeah.
It's just, I just think of the floors and I've been camping. I know I hate camping.
Yeah.
But it's just not a place that I would want to spend that type of money to be in.
No, I get that.
Because I definitely am I've experienced some really nice showers in state parks and mm-hmm. camping, but if you're going to Disney, I get it, mm-hmm. to your point, that doesn't make any sense to be all right, well, I'm here, oh, now I have to go camping, to a certain level, it doesn't quite compute.
Now, and also, if we're going to be comparing campgrounds, they're on water, you can't go in that water.
Correct. Yep.
There are gators in that water,
yes.
and other things that will hurt you. There is a pool, but it's not going to be the same, so you're not going to be getting a traditional camping trip out of the deal.
I think there are three pools,
but either way
they're not well themed and it's just kind of camping.
It's a cement pond is what it is.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's fine. I mean, it's the cheapest option. They have some cool stuff, decorations around Christmas and Halloween, but for the lowest tier available, there are certainly drawbacks.
So moving up, we're going to go to the Valley Resorts. Here we're talking the All-Stars movies, sports and music, Art of Animation, and Pop Century. So these are ones that are going to be averaging, I'd say, around... Well, depending on the Art of Animation room that you get,
you can get up into the $500 range.
Yeah, but All Star you can get as low as about $125 a night,
mm-hmm.
and which is as cheap as
you can get for an actual room.
I'd rather camp. I'm kidding.
Listen.
I don't know. We didn't have a bad time last time we were at Pop.
No, Pop I liked.
Yeah.
Pop is different than All-Stars.
Yes.
The All-Star, not Art. Yeah, Pop. Pop is the one that gets me.
Yes, Pop is kind of the exception of the Value Resorts. It's kind of the intermediary between that and the moderate. But mm-hmm. before we bridge that, let's cover some of the things that
the
Value can do. You get the transportation like you did with the first one.
You do.
So anywhere you need to get to on Disney property, buses will take you there.
Yep.
They also are good for large groups. So if you have a mm-hmm. big group or a big family, you can easily get those people into one place at everybody's budget usually, which is nice. Mm-hmm. Some have Skyliner access, which is a huge deal.
Two of them are on the Skyliner system. And for me, if I'm doing a budget trip, I would stay at Pop Century.
Yes.
Anytime.
Yeah. Pop's going to be normally cheaper than Art of Animation, which is the
other
one.
It has better theming, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Art of Animation's kind of weird.
Art of Animation is like the Walmart of Disney properties. It's just it's in your face. It's uh-huh. loud. Uh-huh. There's no subtlety.
Let's shove all this IP down your throat.
Just on every surface available. And for little kids... I'm sure it's exciting, but for me going in there, when you see the decor in there, it just seems so cheap. Like what would be in a child's playhouse.
Yeah.
Like what you can find down the aisle of a Walmart.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yep. And there's some fascinating history that we'll get to when we talk about that in an episode, because we still haven't done it yet.
No, we haven't done the values.
It is very fascinating.
But so the perk there for art and pop is the Skyliner. And that is a huge perk.
Yes.
Because it's the best mode of transportation on property.
Is. Yes.
It absolutely is.
Less good options here, I'd say, because these are the budget ones. This is where all of the school gathering
sports groups
get together.
All the gaggle of teenagers, that's where they stay.
Pretty children.
And those are the all-stars.
The all-star, and that's, and I would say, as a person who has stayed at a couple of different value resorts now, if you can avoid the all-stars,
do it.
Just do it. It's the biggest thing for me with them is truly transit.
Yeah, they're a huge place, and they only have the one bus stop.
Yeah.
And people will be there that you'll have, like, two or three buses worth of people waiting.
Yeah.
And we had the hardest time, especially if you have mobility issues, to try and get into any sort of transportation.
Yeah. So it's a tough one, but
also
if you
doesn't have any full service dining.
Yes.
So you only have, like, a food court experience at all of these places. So if relaxing at your hotel and, like, enjoying a good meal is important to you, this may not be the tier for you.
Right.
They
do
have a pool for the little kids, but I mean, that also means there's going to be little
kids screaming,
around the pool.
Yep. And sometimes there can be kind of a walk, depending on where you're staying, too. But that can be true for all of them. Yep. But it's outside.
And that's true for some of the moderate resorts as well, which we can get into here. Moderate resorts include Coronado Springs, Port Orleans Riverside, Port Orleans Fridge Quarter, Caribbean Beach, the cabins at Ford Wilderness Resort, and Campground. So there's quite a big difference between a lot of these hotels.
Yes. The moderates
are
fascinating.
This is probably the hardest one. Yeah,
yeah. Because, you know, on the one side, I would say,
you
like...
You also forgot Coronado in there.
No, Coronado's the first one I said.
Yeah, sorry.
I was looking further down the list.
The thing that's wild to me about the moderates is you've got, like you were saying, you've got... Port Orleans, I would say Riverside and French Quarter, to
me,
are kind of
very different.
They are. But I think that those two are, like, the most indicative of, like, what a moderate resort is to me. But then you've got these weird outliers. You know, you've got the cabins at Fort Wilderness, as long as we're there. Those are essentially, like, log cabin themed double wide trailers that they've parked in camping loops and just made them into cabins, and they're, like, decently appointed. You can sleep up to six people.
Full kitchen.
You sleep up to six people, and they're pretty they're nice, but they're not going to be priced the same.
Right.
Nor will they be the same kind of accommodations than you would find at a Port Orleans French Quarter.
So just to give, since I gave budgeting for all of these, this moderate area is going to range from, like, $250 up to $700.
Right. Yeah, depending on...
So depending on where you stay, what time of year, yada, yada. But
suites, whatever,
there's going
to
be a huge swing in this group alone. Because I know Coronado Springs has their old area that's going to be cheaper than the tower.
Yeah.
And the tower's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
So it looks like a deluxe resort.
Depending on what your budget is... You know, this is, I think, going to give you the most options.
Yeah, absolutely.
Inside that budget to be able to have different things.
But, the other thing is those numbers can swing from affordable to unaffordable within the same resort.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, well, no, even, like, the same room. Like, like you know, from, like, sometimes it's, you know, you might as well stay at... a deluxe for like when you're at Caribbean Beach or not, you know, like it can it can actually vary that much just in the one
room. Pirate bedrooms.
I will say that this is where we kind of get into, like, the more adult theming of the hotels.
That's true.
It's much more subdued but still magical, still quirky and fun. Like, I think of French Quarter and the alligators that are walking around with their instruments, or, like, the King Triton pool.
Yes.
Like, it's still very Disney, but it's still themed immaculately and not over the top. It's really
there's
a
not
pretty
jellyfish
resort.
Hanging from the ceiling.
There's no, you're not sleeping
chairs.
On a Nemo clamshell. So,
I mean, the pirate room is pretty cool. Though I hear that they're getting
rid of them. Yeah,
they're Caribbean Beach. So
I
missed
my
opportunity.
Sell them very well.
That is really funny.
But like they said, like there's big difference in transportation, because mm-hmm. some of these resorts, like Caribbean Beach and Coronado Springs, you have big bus loops that you have to deal with. Mm-hmm. But then you have French Quarter, has one stop. It's mm-hmm. a small little resort. It's perfectly themed.
It's quieter.
It's quiet. Not a like kids stay there, but not a ton of kids. Them. Mm-hmm. It's not the obvious choice for kids.
Right.
It's a really nice resort. So, like, these model resorts vary a lot.
And most of them have multiple dining options, too. Yeah. So you're going to find not just the cafeteria-style food, but you might have, like, a sit-down restaurant. You'll have the pool bar.
Scat Cat's Jazz Club.
Yeah. Or the Rick's Sports Bar or whatever. Rick's. I mean, there's...
Yeah.
There's options for you. Yeah. And most of Coronado them are also really close to each other. So you might be able to, like, between Port Orleans, Riverside, and French Quarter. Mm-hmm. I know that French Quarter technically doesn't have a sit-down restaurant, but Port Orleans, Riverside does.
And they also have a boat to Disney Springs, which is nice.
Yes.
So talking transportation there, yes, we have the bus loops, but mm-hmm. we have boat options to Disney Springs in some of them, and other ones we have an access through the Skyliner as well.
Yep.
So it really just depends on what you're looking for to and your budget, and you're going to have the most variety there.
And Caribbean Beach is the hub of the Skyliner. So you can get to Epcot or...
It's all one hop from there, which is really nice. Caribbean Beach is actually one of the most fascinating to me. Just because you can do it right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times it's like, it doesn't matter where I'm, but other ones it's fine. But like with Caribbean Beach, if you don't give a sense of what room area you want to stay in, you could have a very bad time.
I would say the same for Coronado too.
Absolutely. Sure.
But with thing with Coronado is even if it's like a decent, you're still always taking the bus and it's kind of like, that's always a thing. With Caribbean Beach, like you can get yourself in a situation where you're in a bad spot getting to the bus and you're really far away from the Skyliner stop.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, so large. Like when you're so going from Riviera over to the hub, you pass so much of that resort and you're still only like halfway through it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge resort. So there's that to take into account.
And to think about this too, they demolished part of Caribbean Beach to build Riviera, and they haven't rebuilt more Caribbean Beach. Like there was even more before. Like it's absurd. Anyway, sorry, off my soapbox.
No, absolutely. I think not so great things is the transportation, like we said. Also, like the quality of food at some of them is kind of iffy.
Hit or miss.
Caribbean Beach doesn't have the best food.
Mm-hmm. Again, Rick's.
Rick's. Yeah, no one wants to go there.
Rick's. That's at Coronado, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And it, not to be confused with the Four Bridges, which is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there's back and forth on all of these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's very, between the inside the tier, I don't think there's so many high competition. really varies based on what you're looking for.
100%.
And then we get into the deluxe resorts, which are they're the ones that most people have heard of. So Animal Kingdom Lodge, Boardwalk Inn, Grand Floridian Resort, and Spa. I'm doing really good right now. Contemporary Resort, Polynesian Resort, Beach Club, Yacht Club, and Wilderness Lodge.
Yes.
And these are the biggins, guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's a reason they're the biggins, because they are somewhere between 500 starting, and that's not even giving you a good overview view of your room. Like you could be facing the parking lot.
Right, right.
I'd
be thrilled to be facing the parking lot with 500 a night.
Yeah.
So to start with, if we're kind of talking about transportation is always a big one for these. Some of these are, and obviously there are some of the most expensive, are actually walkable to some of the theme parks, which is pretty wild.
It's great.
Park. Yeah, yeah. So, notably, we've got the Contemporary, the Boardwalk,
Yacht and Beach.
We walked from the Grand Floridian over to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, Grand Floridian.
Before.
Theoretically, you could do that from Poly 2, but it's kind of hike.
It's quite a walk.
Yeah. But beyond that, you've also got the...
Boat transportation Wilderness
is
Lodge
frequently good. Yep.
For a lot of them.
Yep. Well, boat transportation also for Grand Floridian
and Polynesian
and then the famous monorail loop. So you've got that for the three biggies.
The iconic loop.
You've got the Contemporary where it goes straight through the A-frame. You've got the Polynesian and the Grand Floridian all have that access, which is of course very, very slick, yeah. And you can get to both Epcot and Magic Kingdom that way, which is pretty cool.
And what's
cool.
nice about the monorail is you get to go through security before you get on. You don't have to worry about going through security when you get somewhere.
Which means if it's raining, you don't have to worry about standing out in the rain covered. For your security.
Yeah. And so that's a nice... A nice thing.
Yeah, they also have a lot of really high quality dining options.
Yes.
As California foodies, Grill, yes. Ohana.
We spend a lot of time at those resorts.
And money. No. And money at those resorts.
I mean, yeah.
Yes.
And you've got, you know, unique scenarios like at Boardwalk. You've got the kind of the, you can walk the boardwalk, you know, obviously, and you can see there's more shops, there's more restaurants and stuff than you'd even find at a lot of them. So there's some gimmicks for some of these, too, that give you a little additional extra entertainment that way. Animal Kingdom Lodge, too.
Yeah, and this is where you're going to find the spas and the concierge levels and, you know, all of the higher-end amenities than you're going to find in any of the other locations. Mm-hmm. I mean, this has club level, which offers free, quote-unquote, alcohol and
food. Breakfast. Yeah,
during the day. So if you want to go and have a glass of wine and some snacks... In the middle of the day, you can go, and it's covered under your room cost. Now, you're
and it's
be
generally
that room
easier
cost.
To go back to these hotels for a break midday if you have kids or it's hot.
Yeah,
it's just nice to have that option to be a little bit easier than having to wait for a bus to All Star with 80 other people.
Yes,
it's really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
Go
ahead.
Actually, I was going to say, go for it.
I was just going to say, obviously, when we're talking about the less good things, it's expensive.
Yes.
Very, very expensive. And you have to either have a healthy budget or save up to do this because it is not within the average person's like vacation budget to spend all this money just on your hotel.
Yes.
Right. Right.
The smallest room. For $500 a night.
Yeah.
If you're there for a week and you're not getting a good view, I mean, is the trade-offs of the other perks worth it to you? That's where, you know, we're having the good, the bad, and the ugly of this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially since they're not, and let's just break down what they're not getting anymore either. They're not getting the bus transportation from the airport. They're not going to be getting the hours of extra magic hours.
I will say deluxe resorts do have the benefit of having the extra magic hours
after
in the evenings. They're not the regular magic hours that we did have. It's definitely reduced.
Different. It is. Yeah.
But if that's important to you, you have to stay
only
at deluxe.
For deluxe too. Yep. So your moderates and your values are not going to get these perks either.
Yep.
There's so many things that you're no longer getting to offset the cost of these resorts anymore.
Right.
To me, anyways.
And some like Animal Kingdom love the theming, love the animals.
Oh yeah,
gorgeous. But it's far.
Yeah, it's over. It's like you're closer to All-Star resorts, which is kind of wild. And I will say I've stayed there a couple of times and the bus service has been very fast. Like they run quick because they have to.
But there's still only buses.
There's only buses. But if there's less people, you're not it's not the same kind of crowded bus situation. I was used to the Animal Kingdom buses when I started doing other stuff, like other value stuff. I'm like, oh, this is terrible to do buses anywhere else because I was used to the ones at Animal Kingdom Lodge. So they do work hard to keep that going.
Yes.
Like you tend to not run into those same sorts of issues. But it is true. You're not feeling like you're in the hubbub of stuff,
right.
Which sometimes was kind of nice, but that's just my own personal thing.
It definitely has a trade-off. And it's peaceful there. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And you know, so there are definitely trade-offs. Like, at least if you're going to be out there that far.
You get to wake up with a giraffe on your face.
Go and watch the animals or go on a little, like, they have private safaris, people staying there. Like, it's cool.
Right, right.
So there's definitely trade-offs to that.
Yeah. And one last thing, good thing about the deluxe that I feel like is important is the theming is really out there. It is at a level where
of like Imagineering, it's not theming, it's now Imagineering.
Yeah, they go to a
level
that
they didn't just embroider a pillow, they like designed the furniture to
the whole
make
hotel
this whole aesthetic
has a storyline.
Yeah,
like, I mean, it's all cohesive.
They're immersive, not themed, is like almost the best way to describe
it. We just stayed at Boardwalk, it's 1920s Boardwalk themed, and their bar is a 1920s magic bar.
Abracadabra.
It's amazing.
It was incredible. That was great.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So, like, there's they just do such a good job with the through lines at this level. And then the last tier that we have is kind of deluxe plus.
Yes.
It's the deluxe villas. And they have the villas at Animal Kingdom Lodge, at Jumbo House and Kidani Village. Bay Lake Tower is the Contemporaries. DVC Tower. Beach Club has villas. Boardwalk has villas. Boulder Ridge Villas at Wilderness Lodge. Copper Creek Villas at Wilderness Lodge.
And cabins. Don't forget those cabins.
Look amazing. Grand Floridian has villas. And then there are the Polynesian. And then there are three hotels that are just DVC. You can pay cash, but they are DVC properties. So it's Old Key West, Saratoga Springs, and Riviera Resort.
Yes.
So they have all the benefits of the deluxe.
Yep.
But you can get rooms that are more than a studio. So you can get a one bedroom, a two bedroom, three bedroom. They all have laundry inside. They have full kitchens.
Yep.
They're made for people who are going to be staying there for a longer amount of time.
Yeah.
And they primarily made these focused towards the timeshare people, because that's what the Disney Vacation Club is. It's a timeshare, but Disney owned. And yeah, you have a lot of flexibility of where you can stay with those points and utilize them and make it work for you. But that's what these villas are aiming towards, that or like the super elite rich, which we are not. So
just let me pretend this, Crystal.
This funding range, I want to say, starts at what, a grand and goes to like three or four?
I would say it probably starts for a studio probably around the same as deluxe, so like 500, but it can get up there. I think we stayed in a two bedroom at Riviera, which is one of the most expensive, and I looked up what the price in cash would be at night, just to see, like, I'm getting a good deal, right? It's like $1,400 a night.
Yeah.
So
I know the cabins at Copper Creek are like $3,500 to $4,000.
Yeah, I saw that was
night.
True at Polynesian
too. The Polynesian, yeah.
Wild. Same. Yeah.
I couldn't even afford that with my points.
Right.
Like it would be like to stay there for like I think 3 days would be more than I get in a year. But the nice thing is that there are now services where you can rent DVC points.
Right.
Yes.
And when you do that, you can get in on these DVC resorts, sometimes for as much as you'd pay for a moderate.
Right.
If you get it at the right time of year, the right hotel, you can really get a good deal, which is nice.
Maybe not the Copper Creek cabins.
No,
but
like Old Key West or Saratoga are generally.
Yeah, 100%.
Right, yeah. Right. And you know, I've stayed in exactly two villas and they are nice. I mean, like it's sort of one of those things where it's like, does the pricing match what you need? You know, it's sort of like you've got a situation if you have a bunch of adults who are paying, you know, that might
Split
be cost,
cost
effective
yeah,
for you at some
so,
point.
Not
yeah.
Not
like
so
it might actually be, to me, it seems like unless you're like a ultra rich family, if you're a group of non-related adults or partially related adults and you need somewhere that you can all go in one room without totally breaking the bank on multiple rooms, that actually might work. You know,
when we were staying in the two bedroom, we were six adults. So if you were splitting that between six, without having
to split the Art of Animation, you know, Little Mermaid
suite. Right. And then on top of that, you're getting deluxe level theming and food and access to all that stuff. So that can be the way to do it. It is kind of a neat deal.
Yeah. So the good, the bad, and the ugly of all of this is it's going to be expensive.
Yep.
No matter what level you choose, it's going to be more expensive than you would find your normal hotel down the road.
Yep.
That being said, you can still get the full Disney feel, which is honestly what they're having to rely on at this point.
Yeah, it's just staying in that Disney level.
Maintaining
like
the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you are getting your full immersion.
Right.
And for that, you know, you have to do at least moderate for me. Because you're not going to get the full immersion from an all-star or pop.
I would argue that Pop Century, I didn't fully lose the magic. Only because
The Skyliner
made it to the point where it was like, I can get to somewhere that is really well-themed so fast.
So quickly. It's such a fun way.
And on top of that, they're obviously not gorgeous on the outside, right? Like,
no.
The values are not.
No. Yeah.
However, I will tell... I can't remember who I told this to recently, where I was like, look, in the end, depending on what you value here, what parts of the Disney equation you're valuing here, and you want to be in the ecosystem, the beds are the same.
No. Like,
are you positive about this?
They specifically say that deluxe beds are a different and better quality.
I wouldn't know, but because I've never once stayed in a deluxe bed. But I will say
you always stayed in the pull-outs.
Yeah. Anyway, the values and the moderates, though, those are the same Serta whatever beds. Like, that's... Mm-hmm. You're not... Mm-hmm. I did not feel like my experience between staying in a full queen bed in Caribbean Beach versus staying where I stayed in Pop Century in the inside of the room mm-hmm. was the same. I did not feel like either of those we were...
Better, worse, or better. Than
yeah,
the other.
And like obviously there was I was getting a little bit more out of mm-hmm. Caribbean in other ways, but it, depending on what you're looking for, like the moderates and the values, like the rooms, I didn't feel like I had a worse experience in Pop Century. It actually was a very nice feeling room. That would that be my two cents on that?
Well, and I'm not saying that it's not a nice feeling room, but I don't feel Disney in that room. Now, that being said,
I did not feel that way at All Stars. Yes, did not feel the Disney either. Magic at All Stars, but I did feel it at Pop Century.
Versus being choked with it at Art of Animation. But
that's not magic anymore.
Our,
it's just
our
Disney.
Workaround, though, if you decide to stay on the Skyliner value to get to those better resorts, what mm-hmm. you and I had figured out mm-hmm. was take the Skyliner to one of the resorts, because you can't take a bus from your resort to another resort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we would take the Skyliner over to Hollywood Studios and then take the bus to Animal Kingdom or take the bus to the Contemporary. And so it gave you easier access to the other resorts as well.
And that was, and I think that really boiled down to it for me was the ease of access and the decent room at Pop Century. So the Pop Century room, which felt classier to me because it had that kind of,
it's
I don't know,
a bit
kind of
freshly redone.
They feel pretty decent.
It was updated.
Combine that with easy access, felt Disney. Like that's, I think that's my argument. I'm like, I found that most recently we were booking my most recent trip I'm working on. We just were working on booking and we were looking at like Pop Century and then Caribbean Beach. Mm-hmm. And the pricing was so similar for the dates we were looking at that I'm like, okay, well, this is stupid. We just got to do Caribbean Beach. Like, there's no reason to stay at Pop Century at this point.
Yeah.
So, but that was
an
argument that I was...
But if the prices are a big difference,
I would do
then
it
Pop
in
Century
a heartbeat. I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Yeah. And for me, like, it's hard because I've been DVC for a few years now.
Yeah.
And so I'll always be at a DVC resort. But I will say that if I was not DVC, if I was... And I have had many people ask me what to do. They're going to take their kids for the first time.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, you're always that Disney person.
Right.
So, and I'm always like, stay at French Quarter.
Yes.
Because I like the moderate price.
Mm-hmm.
French Quarter is an amazingly themed resort.
It is.
It's small. The transportation is good.
Yep.
So if you're not staying deluxe, I'd say... go for French Quarter. Look at those moderate resorts, see what works for you, because yes, the deluxes are amazing, and if you stay in one where you can walk to a park, I mean, your day is made. It's just so
nice.
But
the pricing,
if that price range stretches you too much that you're not going to have fun in the parks because you're worried about every dollar you're spending, there are great moderate resorts to choose from.
Yes, that's just it. It's like if you have to choose between having a couple of really nice dinners versus staying in the Contemporary versus like Caribbean Beach, that's not even a contest.
No.
Staying Caribbean. Yeah. You can still go eat it.
Especially since most people are going to be going there for their once in a lifetime trip or once every 10-year trip, unlike us. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to want to be outside of the rooms more, experiencing Disney and the parks and the environment.
Right.
Now, I will say, and just to offset this a little bit, Ian, yours was about transportation and convenience. Laurel, yours was about family and just wholeness. Mm-hmm. And I would lean towards that if they updated the French Quarter rooms, but they haven't
done that recently.
Yep. And I mean, it's been a while. So my workaround and where I would recommend going is checking out the tower at Coronado. Because for the price of like... more than half of a deluxe room, you get the deluxe feel.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I've stayed in those rooms. The rooms are beautiful. You have, you know, the food options. You have the bars and lounges. Mm-hmm. Yes, you only have bus transportation, mm-hmm. but it gives you the deluxe adult feel
sure.
for a lot less of a yeah. price tag.
Yeah, yeah.
So absolutely. Maybe for like a couple's trip, mm-hmm. if you're not going to put the money towards something a deluxe room because yeah. you want to do other things. Mm-hmm. That's a way to go for it too.
Yeah. So if we boil this down to what we kind of basically talk like our each of our three pitches basically we've got, for me, I guess we were talking about convenience. Was that what you said? Yeah, convenience mm-hmm. for me. So that's a split between, for me, if you're going depending on your budget, Caribbean Beach or Pop Century. For mm-hmm. me, that's mm-hmm. like convenience and cheap for with while still having a Disney vibe.
Yep.
And then Laurel, you were saying Port Orleans French Quarter for yep. just like of the full the baseline full,
yeah,
energy.
Like the, yeah. the small space of like the whole entire mm-hmm, hotel encompasses mm-hmm. the transportation.
Yeah, it's in a good price. It's in a good area yeah, for transit. Yeah, it's still mostly buses, but it's still really yep. good transportation.
Absolutely.
And then Crystal, you had going for kind of like luxe on a budget. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that'd be Coronado, the Grand Destino Tower at Coronado Springs.
Yes, the tower.
The tower. And then that one you do sacrifice a little bit with transit.
Yes.
Because it is only buses yeah. and it's in a funny resort area.
And yes. I will say a caveat to my pick is like, if you want to rent points, Riviera is the jam.
Yes.
Fair enough. Because
you're on the Skyliner. It's a small hotel.
Right.
It's gorgeous. Everything's yeah. new. Also, it's the only hotel I've ever stayed at where I want to hang out at the hotel instead of going to the parks. Yeah.
And Riviera is interesting in the fact that the first time I walked in there, I'm like, I am underdressed. So it's just something to know. If you're not ready for it, like, you're like, oh boy, this feels nice. Like, it is kind of a thing.
But I mean, once it doesn't
you get
have
over
a dress
it,
code, but
no, but
officially.
It does. It's
just really
feel,
nice because it's real new. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But the.
It feels luxe.
I know, like, it's.
It does feel luxe. Yeah.
Yeah. That's another life hack. If you're staying at Caribbean Beach, go get breakfast at Riviera. Like,
every food option there is
I mean,
delightful.
That's another, amazing. That could be another hack too. Find the Caribbean Beach location that's closest to the Riviera stop, because there
honestly.
Is Caribbean Beach rooms right next to the Riviera stop yep. that you can take yeah. the Riviera Skyliner. You can use yep. the Riviera yep. facilities, maybe not officially the pool, but
right,
I
right.
mean,
who's going to stop you from walking to the Riviera bus stop? Like, no yep. one's going to stop you. So, yeah, it's there's a lot of really interesting kinds of life hacks, and that might be something that we do mm-hmm. as another one. Is like
yep.
fun staying at Disney on a budget life hacks, or just our, you know, resort mm-hmm. hopping and how all mm-hmm. that works. But, yep. yeah.
But, yeah, this has been the good, the bad, and the ugly for the resorts and staying at Disney now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reviewing all the tiers, giving yep. our opinions.
Yeah, exactly.
Take them or leave them.
Yeah, exactly.
But we'd like to know your opinions too.
Absolutely.
So let
absolutely.
Us know.
Yeah.
Yes. Are we, you know, completely off track, or do you have another hack that we don't know?
Yeah, yeah. Tell us some that, hacks. I'm always down for more hacks.
I would love
hacks.
To know more ways yeah. to be able to stretch things.
Oh, absolutely.
But
especially
on that note,
stuff.
This has been WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Crystal.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Laurel.
And we hope you have a great big beautiful tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow. Just a dream away.